Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. What a marvelous and wonderful God we serve. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be this day? Any time in life when we look back on the goodness of God, hallelujah, and thanking Him for every day for His renewed mercy and His grace, we wouldn't be here if it had not been for Him. How can people take it for granted? Because without the Him breathing in us, and the air we breathe belongs to Him, and life is just for a vapor. But help us to make sure that our life is hid in Him and that our anchor holds, that we have a Savior, not by just knowledge, but that He lives and resides within. In the name of Jesus, what a mighty God we serve. Praise the Lord. Thank God for Jesus, for the Holy Spirit, for the Word that sanctifies, cleanses, and the one that heals, saves, and delivers, our Savior Jesus. We thank God for the opportunity to be a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this. Praise God. Thank God for His Word and His vessels that He used to deliver the word. So we thank God for a vessel tonight that will be coming on, delivering the miraculous, dynamic, phenomenal word that's life-changing. In the name of Jesus, that brings salvation, healing, wholeness, encouragement, enlightenment, rebuke, you know, glory to our chastisement, whatever the word brings. We bless God for His love and kindness through His word, for His gentleness, for glory to God, for Him proving Himself even in the midst of our trials and situations. That word is so powerful. Thank God for a skillful vessel that's anointed by Jesus Christ, that search the scriptures, seek the face of the Lord, have a prayer life, have a life on a relationship with Him, that when she brings the unadulterated word of God, she's living what she's talking about. And that's Evangelist Mother Alexander, a vessel that God has blessed so many times to come on through prayer faithfully in spite of everything that goes on. Glory to God, no matter how busy she is, she stays close to whatever God has assigned to her hand. She stays committed in those things before ever coming on the prayer line on the last 3 years, but even before then. So I thank God for a vessel that's true to the name of Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. So we bless God. Our scripture reading tonight, as I did her introduction, we're not going to take away from any time. We're going to give her plenty of time to share what God has placed in her heart, so she won't have to be rushed. She's the only speaker for tonight, so we thank God for her. From there in Colombia, by way of Panama, we thank God for the anointing. The scripture reading will come out of Colossians, the 4th chapter, starting at the 2nd verse, and it says, "Continue earnestly in prayer, being diligent in it with thanksgiving, meanwhile praying also for us that God, who God would open to us a door for the word to speak the mysteries of Christ, for which I am also," talking about Paul, "in chains, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak." The 5th verse is, "Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one." And that's the life that we ought to be living as believers, and thanking God that this vessel that's going to be speaking the word of truth tonight is one that's words are seasoned with salt, her speech, and that she minister grace to the hearer, praise the Lord, and seek out the face of the Lord for that she should say, as she speak, teach, to reach, and also witness. Thank God again for Mother Alexander. At this time, Father, we bless you and thank you tonight, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to keep rejoicing because we made our choice already to rejoice in you, to glorify you, to magnify you. God, forgive us for every transgression, every offense against your word. Help us even in our deeds and thoughts, God, that we will line it up and come in compliance with your word, that we keep a repentant heart and allow the word to convict us so that we may be able to transform into your image. We bless you, glory to God, for all that you do every day. Thank you that you say the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Help us, God, to allow you to order our steps and comply with that you say in your command in the name of Jesus. You say if we love you, glory to God, then keep your commandments. Why call me Lord, Lord, and not do not my sayings? So God, let us not be found in the scripture that says you praise me with your lips, but your heart be far from us. God, we want to be able to have that heart of thanksgiving, attitude of gratitude, mindset to do thy will and not only hear but also obey. So we thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for the forgiving power. And ask you, Lord God, to bless this vessel tonight as you continue to stir up the fire in her as her desire is to fulfill your will as she can expand the kingdom of God. We thank you, Lord, for all the prayer warriors, for those that come in to listen, those that listen later, glory to God, on the Block Talk Radio. Thank you again for Pastor Dorsey, God, that the Lord blesses and encourage her as she continues, glory to God, to be a blessing and also to help this eaglet on this training of setting things up to launch out, glory to God, to keep the meetings going online. So we just bless you tonight. Thank you for all that you do and the ones that we've been praying for and believing for miracles for. And God, we thank you that every infirmity that comes to our body is not of you. You already said by your stripes we were healed. Healing is in your wing and you sent your word to heal. It's that thief that came to steal, kill, and destroy. But you came to give us life and life more abundant. Help us to hold fast the faith. Keep speaking and decreeing until it manifests, God, whatever your will is. Because you said, so is a man thick in his heart, and so is he. And you said, the only way to please you is faith. Help us to walk in that authority and the dominion and power that you've given us. We glorify and magnify you. Help us even in our weakness, and help us never to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, as we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. You said you'll do the exalting. Because if you have to humble us, oh, my God, the suffering, the necessary pain we have to go through just because of disobedience. So help us not to say, humble me, God, but help us to say, God, help me to get to that place where I humble myself and let your will be done in us. Bless again this vessel as we bring on the speaker, the one to bring the bread of life tonight, none other than Evangelist Mother Alexander from Columbia, South Carolina, by the way of Panama. Thank God for you. The floor is yours, Mother.
Hallelujah, Father God. Lord, we thank you today in the name of Jesus. We give you all honor and praise and glory, Heavenly Father. Thank you for mercy and grace in all our lives, Lord God. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to help us to stand firm and to receive, Lord God, the word that you gave us, Lord God, and to stand boldly and proclaim the victory that you gave us, Lord. Because through you, Christ, only Christ can make it possible that we can stand on these promises and knowing that his promises will come forth. All we have to do is remember who we are in Christ Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you so much because of your word, Lord God. Your word is what keeps us standing. Help us to continue to stand fast, Lord God. Help us to learn how to be immovable, to stand on your word. Don't let nothing take it from us. And don't let we had unto it. Because your word is what keeps us. Nothing else. Nothing else can keep a believer strong and faithful but the word of the living God. And Lord God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are in our lives. Most of all, Heavenly Father, we give you all the glory and the honor for everything, Lord God, because you are the author and finisher of all things. And we ask you to bless this prayer line and the one ahead of this prayer, and Sister BJ, Lord God. Strengthen every area of our life, Lord God. And Lord God, we ask you in the name of Jesus to add on to this prayer line. These things we ask, Father God, in Jesus' name. Now, as we come before the living God, the title he gave tonight is His Promises is Immovable. His promises is sure. His promises is not going to change. If he said, believe in him, then believe in him. If he said, I'll never leave you, then I'll never leave you. Because God's promises is real, sister and brother. His promises is real. When we pray, remember what he says is what we pray. Now, what the world said, because we do not owe the world anything. The children of the living God, once you sold out completely to the Heavenly Father, when you know that you know that the Holy Spirit abide in you, you know who you are. You is not of the world, and the flesh have no dominion over you as a spirit man. You got to make a choice. You cannot have both at the same time. You got to make a choice. You're either going by the spirit or you're going by the flesh. And the flesh is going to lead you down a dead line. So you got to make up your mind. I'm going to serve the living God, or am I going to serve the prince of this here? Which one am I going to serve? Well, the best thing is for you to serve the living God, because he makes no mistakes, sisters and brothers. No mistakes. So we're going to do a little scripture reading tonight, showing who, and remember this, when we stand as children, joined here with Christ Jesus, joined here, we are power and authority because it was given to us by our Heavenly Father, and because of our belief by faith and receiving him and knowing that we was crucified with him. We must know, sister and brother, we must know who we are. Because if you don't know who you are, don't even stand to stand. Don't even think you're going to get anything, because I'm believing you're not getting nothing. You must stand boldly and proclaim what God gave you. And know without a shadow of a doubt that you is filled with the Holy Spirit. And don't think that you're going to get anything by half and half. You got to fully persuade it, and fully completely belongs to the Holy Ghost. You belongs to the living God, not the enemy. In other words, you're not dealing with no flesh. Remember who you are. Remember who you are. Remember who have chosen you. Remember who you call Father in heaven. Remember who you stand boldly at night and pray, Lord, this got to go. I cannot understand why this lingering on, so I bring it before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and I'm binding it. But you must know that when you stand before him and you cast the cares on the Lord, you don't take it back. Once you start and leave it in his hand, baby, tomorrow you get up, you jumping and dancing. Because you're not worrying about it no more. You already turned it over by faith. Because you believe. Because if you don't believe, you might as well be quiet. Because believe is what going to bring that victory to you. And we can say that, well, we can't do it because this or this, that. No. Because it shows us that we as children of the living God, we who know who we are in Christ Jesus, we are equipped to bring down mountains. Believe you me, and if you don't believe it, go to the Word, because it will show you. God said it in his Word. It's not that we just sit out there, the believers just sit out there and don't have no protection. Oh no, baby. We are equipped. He gave us weapons to stand firm on his word. But it has to be to his word. You can't just speak in it and that word just speak in word, but you don't live it. You got to live it. You got to know that you know that you know that Jesus is the Lord of my life. You've got to know. Not the friend going to do it. You have to know for yourself. In other words, you have to know when you stand up and you say, by faith I'm going to stand on this wall. You must know you can do it, and you're going to do it. Nothing going to stop you. That's a believer in Jesus Christ. Hear ya, baby. When you make up your mind to stand firm, and especially when you know who you are in Christ Jesus, I'm not talking to milk. I'm talking to fully meat. Fully meat. Who believe that the Holy Spirit is who in me? I am a child of the living God. I am crucified with Christ. I know who I am. That's who I'm speaking to tonight. So much stuff is going on in the world today, and we don't realize that we have the authority and the dominion and power to pray these things down in the name of Jesus. We have the authority. We stand up aside and we say, Lord, what are we going to do? And God already gave us the authority and the dominion. We're going to stand back and let the enemy tried to take the victory over that Christ paid such high price for. As for me, that ain't happening. Because God gave us his only begotten son. He was the one laid on the cross for us. He said it in his word. He take away infirmity. He take everything, even sickness that come attack the body of Christ. We got to let that enemy know, it's not happening. We are going to fight this fight, baby. Don't give him the victory. Christ paid too much of a high price for it. Too much of a high price. Too many suffering. And all because of us. Everything he take, he's because he did it because the love that was in the heart of Heavenly Father, he gave his son to stand and do it. Stand boldly and claim the victory. So we got to claim it because he did it all. He did it all. The thing that we have to remember is this, according to Mark 9. Mark 9 tell you, if you can believe, man, if you can believe, things are possible to him that believeth. And some of us believe that, oh, my life is gone over with. I can't this, not. I said, baby, if you know who you are in Christ Jesus, then you know this is not of God. This is the enemy trying to destroy you. That's when you get in your word and you stay rooted in it. That enemy got to loose you. But you have to stay rooted in the word of God. You must know, if I am a child of God, I will not give no place to this false spirit that's trying to destroy my home, trying to destroy my body, trying to destroy my work. No, I don't give him no place. He don't need no place. You have the authority to stand firm against him. What did the Lord say? The Lord said, resist him. He got to go. He got to go. I don't tell you you're going to stay out for a while, but he's going to come up. But the point is, you have the power to resist these things. You just have to make up your mind to stand faithfully and to stand with the strong power that God created us and gave us all this power. Because the power comes from him. He's the creation of all things. But when we know who we are in Christ and we receive the Holy Ghost in us, we know who we are. Don't let the adversary take what God gave you, pay such a high price for. Don't let him have it. And one thing we got to learn is this. Christ tells us, if we believe, and remember, church, believe and faith is a powerful weapon, baby. Believe and faith. Because when you believe, you make up your mind, no man can take that from you. You're standing on that. I don't care how dark the water is, how muddy the situation is. If I know I'm going to God for this situation, baby, I am standing on the rock because I'm saying I will not move until I see a clearance. Because that's the way we as children of God are supposed to be. Take him by his word, stand faithfully, no matter how it looks. If you know that you know who you are in Christ, always remember this. You have to know who you are in Christ. And you have to live a life that is pleasing, because the Bible gave us every illustration, everything how to live a holy life. Now you can't live in today holy, tomorrow devil. You got to live it all the way. You got to make up your mind, my life belongs to the Lord. So I'm going to live this life regardless what I see. And I know in my heart, no man shall be able to stand before me. When my father told me, I will deliver. I don't care who's standing there. I know it's going to be deliverance, baby. And we as children of God, power of God, because God gave us this authority. We have family members in situation and we're talking about, well, they ain't getting nothing. Now, baby, your prayer. A lot of us need to come to realize that the power of a praying warrior. And if you serve the living God, baby, he's not going to let you down. Mm-mm. So your prayer can change these things, whether they want to or not. And if you don't believe, check in the Word. Check in the Word. God, hear your prayer. You standing before Him 24/7. You on your knee 24/7. If you think that's not going to change, think again, because I know it will change. I'm not just speaking to speak it. I know it will change. Only God's Word can take us through the storm. But we got to believe it. And a child of God have no business playing footsie. No. You're going to have to make up your mind. My Heavenly Father said this, and this is what I'm going to stand on. My Heavenly Father said, I'll never leave you. Then I don't care who want to go on. You want to pass by, baby, pass by. But I know I'm not alone, because I know my Father says, I'm with you always. And He's the power of all authority. We got to learn that regardless what happened, stick with the Word of God. Because His Word will not fail you, brothers and sisters. It will not fail you. The only way you get failing there is if you let the adversary get the best of you. And as a child and a power pack of God, baby, the adversary ain't going to get the best of you. Because you will not give him no place. And you see him when he get on the scene. Because you know this. In the Bible, what did the Heavenly Father say to us? When Jesus was on the road, Jesus says, He is the one that delivered. He is the one that gave us the authority and the dominion. He is the one that gave us all power, not men. Men didn't give us no power. God gave it to us, sister and brother. Now we're going to turn a little here to, let's look at Mark 16. 16, 17 and 18. Glory to God. Because sometimes you find believers think they don't have no, they just walking. They ain't got no power. You let the world try to fool you and come and tell you all this foolishness. No. God's Word is the one going to keep us through the storm. We have the power that we can speak to. We can even speak. This is something here. I'm bringing word, but also I'm going to tell you this. I remember my backyard have a lot of weed in it once. And I went outside and I said, I have to bind these weeds. Dry up in the name of Jesus. Those weeds did dry up, baby. Believe God. Believe God and speak what God says. Because don't the Lord tell us in His Word? What greater work will we do? And why we was going to do greater work? Because He went to the Father's, baby. He's standing in the gap for us. Even now He's there. That's why He said, greater work will we do? In Mark 16, 17, and 18, 16 says, he that believeth and his baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. But look what He said in 17 and 18. And this signs shall follow them that believe. Why then you have not seen these signs coming forth? God said it. It shall come, because I know it is. Because what? We got to learn to expect when we speak to see signs. We got to learn to expect when we speak we see miracles and wonders. We've got to learn that if He said it, it shall come forth. And I always remember that what He said, greater work will we do. God make no mistake. Our Heavenly Father don't make mistake. The Lord Jesus, when He speak it, it's that. The Lord not making no mistake. His Word is what we believe in, and we must stand on it, and we must speak it. And by faith, we cannot get this thing done if we half and half. No, we got to fully persuaded that I'm going to stand before my Father. Something is going on with my child. Something is going on with my husband. Something is going on with my grandchild. Something. I don't care where they are. I know I can put a stop to it. One way or the other, baby, you're coming down. People don't believe that Christ gave us these things, but we have to know who we are in Christ. And our heart have to be with that agape of love. Not the love of the world, that one minute you love, next minute you're gone. No, that agape of love. Not love that you, I love you because you give me a dozen roses, or I love you because you give me a car, or no. The love of God, that regardless what the sister or brother is doing, you don't let that affect you, because it's the spirit in that brother and sister, which is the Antichrist working. But you, as a child of God, you must know who you are, because one thing for sure, you're going to see that spirit if you use your spiritual eyes. But to God be the glory. And 17 says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongue, and they shall take up serpent, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. That's the word. Why you see the enemy coming in so many times against the saint? Headache, handache, stomachache, heartache, kidney, all this thing. And you know you is a woman of God. You doing the word of God. You know that's the enemy coming against you. Why? Because what? He trying to hold you back from doing the job that you have been given to do. But when you keep pushing, baby, eventually that enemy got you loose. But you have to be firm in your steadfast, because God gave us these promises. God gave us these promises. God said whatever we bind. He didn't say what he bind first. He said whatever we bind. In other words, if I bind this thing, my Father, I really hear he give the word, and I bind it, he's going to do the rest in heaven. But he can't do nothing until I move, because according to his word, he said whatever I bind and hurt, he will do the best in heaven. He bind the stuff in heaven. We got to learn that if whatever God say, God said exactly what God said you say. You don't hide. You don't take away. God say you are more than conqueror. Why in the world are you going around saying, I don't know if I can and I don't know if I will? And no, 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 no. Those type of stuff don't come. Shouldn't even come out your mouth. No matter what it look like, you still believe, my God gave me the authority to do this. My God said, all things is possible to them that believe. So I'm going to believe in him. I'm going to believe in him. Because remember what now? He gave us more power. The power that God gave us. The enemy has power, baby. But don't be foolish. Think that he is going to get the power that God gave you. God gave us the power because of Jesus Christ. When he was crucified, he bear all that. He said, and if you don't believe, go to Luke 10. Luke 10, 19, and let's read a little from 19. Luke 10, he said, behold, I give it unto you power to tread on serpent, scorpion, and over all the power of who? The enemy. Now, God didn't say you go there and look for them to do it them now. He didn't tell us to go out there and look for a snake and pick him up. He didn't tell us to go over there and just step on a snake head. No. He didn't say that. So don't be going out there and do foolishness. Which, you know, a child of God, she's have wisdom, because she's supposed to fool with wisdom. Remember who we are. Who is in us? We are not moved by the flesh, baby. We are spirit. We make a choice to serve the living God. Then the only way you can live and serve the living God is by the Spirit. The flesh ain't going to be obedient. It's by the Spirit. God said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. Follow him. Follow him. But the power that God is giving to you, and he make no mistake. No mistake. Because according to the word of God, God said, notwithstanding, because some of us get the wrong idea in this area, but you see what he said? Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirit are subject unto you. Remember now. But rather rejoice, because your name are written in heaven. You see, you got to know the difference between them. You got to know. Do not jump out there and try to say, well, I'm going to do this and I can do that. No, baby, you have to know. You have to live it in your life, your heart, your lifestyle. You have to walk the walk. You just got there and just talking, talk. No. You have to live it. Because men don't see your heart, but you know who sees your heart? Heavenly Father sees your heart, and he's the author and finisher of all things. You can lie to brother and sister, but you can't lie to God because God already sees the heart. He sees your heart. That's why you have to be truthful no matter what it looks like. If you don't like the bread, say, I don't like it. The Bible tells you don't say truth for lie and lie for truth. No. If the thing is wrong, say it's wrong. If it's good, say it's good. But the best thing for us to do as children of the living God, the authority and the dominion that has been given to us, stand on the promises. Stand faithful on your word. You said, I am a believer. I am full with the Holy Spirit. I am crucified with Christ Jesus. But nevertheless, I live. If you saying these things, baby, live it. Live it, because if you don't live it, you're going to be in for a rude awakening. The best thing to do is live what's coming out of your mouth. And a lot of us have to realize this, that Jesus Christ paid a price for us centuries ago. He take our sin. He bear the sorrows. Only Jesus made a way for us, not man. Because we got to remember one thing, regardless how it looks, Christ is the only way. He is the only way. And he is the spirit of truth. He is the only way, baby. No matter how where you jump, no matter where you go, if you want to live a life that is pleasing, and you don't have to go out there to broadcast who you are. A child of God, wherever she is, that spirit speaks for her. Because it's how you carry yourself and who you know that you know that you know you belong to. You don't belong to the world. No, you belong to the living Christ. God is who paid the price first. The Lord Jesus Christ says, I'll be with you always, because he was going back and send the Holy Ghost to us. So God make no mistakes. He make no mistakes when he said that, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. Make no mistake. The only person going to make mistake is when we try to outrun one another. In other ways, try to outdo one another. I do this better than this one, I do that better than this one. When we would be rejoicing and jumping and hollering that, there is another sister that bringing down the head of the Holy Spirit that destroying our sisters and brothers, the lying towns. That's when we need to jump up and get together. But don't think, well, this one do better than I and I do better. No. When you see another sister bring forth the word, baby, and in the power and the authority that God gave her, that's when we need to joy. Sing for joy, because that's another sister that can stand boldly. That's another sister that let nothing stop her from pulling through with the word of God. Because she believed, no matter what she believed that God is in charge of our life. And nothing can do anything. Because I always believe, what can the world do to me now? I'm crucified. I've been dead, baby. So what can the world do to me? I'm going to say what the Lord says, and that's it. Because the world can't do nothing to me. Because I always believe the spirit in me is who I am, not the flesh you're looking at. So we got to know we have to stand strong. And most of all, stand together as unity. Because I believe in my heart that everything Christ said, and I believe it too because I've seen it come to pass in my lifetime, is still coming to pass. Things that I say, things that I do, Christ can use us because he made a way for us. The Lord said in his word, I'll never leave you, never forsake you. So when, why are we letting the world tore up the church? Me for one, baby, I will not. In other words, I will not sit back and keep my mouth closed without praying. Because a lot of things we have as saints, children of the living God, is a power to pray down situation. Pray down. I know we can. Because God gave us that power. But the thing is, as I come back again, believe. Believe the power of a believer and faith, these two mixed together, baby. You can open the doors with whatever going on. You can calm the storm. But you got to have the faith in you and believe it. That means, I don't care what's going on out there, you can stand. Because it's your faith and you believe in the living God that is going to let you stand strong. The Lord never make mistakes, sister. He never make mistakes. So we as children of the living God, we must stand boldly. We must proclaim the victory. And we must stand with one another regardless how it looks. We should not be even thinking about the situation in this world. I don't even worry about that. You ready? Things, whatever going on in this world, because I know I am not of this world. I'm in it, but I'm not of it. So what can this world do to me? Because of who we are. We must go to a space in our life to receive everything God says and remember what it means. A lot of people laugh because they say, oh, what is this? I said, baby, that is grace, because that's what we're under. That is grace. We got to know who we are, and we got to stand boldly. And we got to know that the love already is in our heart, man. That a gap of love is what's going to pull us through mountains, that people wondering what is going on. But it's the love in your heart is what gives you the answer for all the stuff that's going on. The love in your heart, because the love of God is already shed abroad in the heart. He said it. We must receive it and we must believe it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because the word of God never changes. And one thing we have to always remember, we as believers, in other words, remember the words that God gave us. We are overcomers. We are more than conquerors. The things that we should come to know and understand and receive, because a lot of us know, but the problem is receiving it, and standing on it no matter what. Promise don't make mistakes, baby. His promise is going to stand. And the word of God say, all things. Now, he didn't say half of a thing or a little bit of a thing. He said, all things are possible to him that believes. So I take that for me. All things is possible for me because I believe my Heavenly Father. I don't care how storm look. I don't care what you do. But my child or whatever I have, my home, my what, I know the authority was given to me because God gave me this. Everything I hold is God gave it to me. So I know I have the authority over it. So we have to stand, sisters and brothers. We got to stand and boldly proclaim that we are who God say we are. And don't let this world take nothing from us. Because God gave us the power to do it. He didn't give it to the world. He gave it to his children. The believers. The one that believe in him. The one that receive him. And it is there for everybody. Just up to you to receive it. Receive it. Knowing who he is and receive him. But to God be the glory. I thank God for tonight. I thank him for who he is in our life. I thank him for my brothers and sisters, those I know and those I don't know. I still believe that we must pray, because prayer can reach everyone. There is no barrier. In other words, there is no border in prayer. No, I bet I lack in prayers. I don't care where you are. If you got a sincere prayer up, baby, something going up in wherever that person is. And this is something I know for sure. But I thank God for today. And Heavenly Father, I thank you for the word, Lord God. I thank you for who you are, Heavenly Father. I thank you for being the deliverer, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, because you gave us all, Lord Jesus, everything to stand on your word and to live according to your word. Thank you for the weapon of our warfare, Lord, because you said they are not carnal. And those weapons you gave us to stand, because you know that is in this world the Antichrist. You know already, Lord, that's why you gave us the power and the authority. Help us to stand, Lord God, and help us to know that if you gave it to us, we have it in us. Touch the heart of brothers and sisters, Lord. Don't let nothing turn them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory to God.
Oh, my God. I am so full. This has been so rich and so good, so inspiring, so encouraging. Such glory to God. Reminders. Oh, God, some word to come in and break some yokes, destroy some yokes, and even if we got stuck someplace, it'll just bring back an awareness and put a fire of desire to press in, knowing who you are. But just how you broke that word down tonight is just blessed me so much, Mother. I tell you, I thank God for the anointing and the time that you spend in the presence of the Lord. And we thank God for, I didn't get all of the topic, praise God, but it had so much in it when you were talking about the promises. I'm trying to wrote all over my page. I done wrote all across some
promises
of the words.
Of God, sure.
Promises
of God,
the Lord
sure.
Are sure. And that makes a whole lot of difference, getting in that word, getting in a place of faith, getting in a place, glory to God, in believing and putting it in our spirit, man, so that way, so as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So that way we will speak and decree and declare what thus said the Lord. And the promises of the Lord. And see, God is not a God that he should lie, and his hand is not too short that he can't deliver. But you have brought such a powerful word, and how important it is to pray and fall us glory to God when we believe. And it's causing us to close some doors that need to be closed, open some doors that need to be opened through his word. But then the power that we have to bind and to loosen, you done told us we can't do this stuff half and half. We cannot often say in time past, we can't be a part-time lover of God. We got to be in the make of our mind that we are going, and that thing people say, straddle the fence. But you know what? The Bible said, hot or cold, lukewarm, I'll spew you out. And so we got to make up our mind that we want to get rooted and grounded in the Lord and make up your mind, or you're going to live this life, because we can't be eat off two tables and we can't serve two masters. And all that's what God is telling you, telling us through your word, the word that he's given us, and to know who we are, to walk in that authority, and not for us to be having these chains holding us and binding us and stuff like that, because we're not walking in the wisdom and the truth of what God's word is saying. But I praise God and so forth like this for how God is so wonderful, and he wants to keep us, he wants to use us, and glory to God, he wants us to be unmovable in it, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And we got to stand, glory to God, together, and it's important for us to pray one for another. And I just bless God. I tell you, it has so much power in what the word said, that we can speak to this mouth and command this, but we got to have that faith, and we got to be persistent, pursuing, perseverance. And it can't be just because it didn't happen just yesterday or last week or a month ago. We got to keep pursuing after it until it manifests that faith, glory, to know that God's word is not going to go out void, and it's going to accomplish everything that he set it out to do. And that thing that you said is so powerful. Over and over, God done paid such a high price. All that shedding of his blood, his being whipped and scorned and ostracized and criticized and beaten asunder, so forth that he was unrecognizable. On our behalf, paid a price, glory to God, for our life and whatever. That's something that he didn't know, he didn't sin or whatever. And then for him to go through all that he'd gone through and still at the right hand of the Father, forgiving us while we was yet sinners. And then on top of that, we've been making mistakes now, and he's still praying and interceding on our behalf. You done said so much, and I'm getting all excited going all through another message, tying in what you're saying. But let me stop and give space, glory to God, for those that may want to say something. And the victory that we have over sin and all sickness and whatever, so we don't have to willingly just do that. If we have Christ on the inside and we really press it and that word is in, it won't be so easily to be tempted to yield to temptation if we're walking like we ought to, not saying it's not going to be out there. But in the meantime, the God that we serve said he'll never leave us nor forsake us, and he gave us the Holy Spirit to do the leading and the guiding. But I am so, I'm telling you, I done wrote 2.5 pages and wrote past some stuff, over some stuff, trying to get in some of this good words you put in. But in the meantime, bless the Lord. I'm going to get ready. And please hold on before you start speaking so I can open these lines, because I know I'm excited too enough, but give everybody a chance. And I know we have some guests just in case they want to say something. We have prayer time tomorrow, but on second and fourth Sunday, we always have the breaking of bread of life with the women of God to come, and even men, as the Lord bless the vessels to speak of the word. And please, let's not open the line and have that noise in the background. I hate to have to cut you off if I find out what line it is that's making the noise. So please be aware, whether it's a cell phone or your house phone or whatever, if something's going on in the background, whether you're cooking or got the baby or whatever, put your phone on mute until you get ready to speak if necessary, okay? So we won't have to keep going over that because it interferes with the people trying to talk. So in the meantime, we have some guests, and we'll give you an opportunity. If anyone did after that, if they don't say anything, you just jump in, whoever have any remarks for this powerful word for tonight. Amen. The lines are open.
Praise the Lord. What
Praise God, Pastor Bert.
I was so blessed by that message. And the first thing that she said that really caught my attention was when she said who she was speaking to. And she says, I am speaking to people who is on mute. Because that's the problem with the body is we're back and forth. We're on mute 1 week and we're back on milk the next week. In order to be in the place where God wants us to be, we have to be rooted and grounded. And she said, in faith and then believing. Because I always think of that word, what it says about fear. Fear is false evidence appearing real. And that's how the devil fool us. And that's how the devil keeps us bouncing back and forth. Because we're feeling some kind of way. But it's false evidence. It's not real. But when you're rooted and grounded in truth of the word, when you know who you are, oh, my God, knowing who you are and the power and authority that you walk in, you won't be bouncing back and forth with every wind that blows. And that's the problem with the body of Christ. We don't know who we are. We don't know that we're rooted and grounded in Christ Jesus. The battle is already won. But we got to put up the good fight. But unless we know who we are, we're constantly battling. Because we're going by what we said of what God has already said and the power and authority that we walk in. I got to tell you that word was so rich. And that word just stirred up something within me. It's knowing who we are in Christ Jesus. And unless we know, unless we get on that meat of God's word and stay on it, we're going to always be tossed to and fro. So I just want to tell you, I truly enjoyed that word today. That word, I just want to eat on it and feast on it. Because that's how we get battles won, by knowing who we are. But see, we can't handle the outcome. That's up to God. But I just got to do what the words say do and walk in my power and authority. And I just want to say, God bless you and thank you so much for that word. It was on time and in time. We need that word. Thank you again, and God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I touch and agree with Minister Bird. Praise God. And Sister Alexander, you did a marvelous job. I always appreciate you reminding us, putting us in remembrance of who we are as children of God. And I love that topic. His promises are immovable. And you said that means that his promises are sure. In other words, it's like his promises is his word, and his word is God is his word, and his word does not change. The scripture teach he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if we can stand on his word, praise God, and I heard you say the problem is that some believers, they don't believe, my God from heaven. And the scripture says if you're double-minded, don't think you shall get anything from the Lord. So we're living in a time where so many people are in trouble and they need help, and God has placed us in this position for such a time as this that all he wants us to do is say something about it with expectation that what we say in prayer, that it shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. If his word is not going to fail, it's not going to move, praise God. It's not going to change, and his word is sure. Hallelujah. It's guaranteed, praise God. Hallelujah. And I thank and praise God for that. And if we just stand on his word, you know, yeah, we wrestle against, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power. But Jesus has already gotten that victory, but we still got to put on the whole armor of God and stand and pray and say something about it. But just don't be saying words just because they sound pretty. You've got to find out what his promises are. So when situations come up, you know if it's somebody sick, Jesus already said he went to the cross, praise God. So by his stripes, Jesus, I thank you that by your stripes, that cancer is under the blood of Jesus. That sugar diabetes, a high blood pressure, whatever it might be, it must come under subjection to the power of God's word. I must pray believing that it shall come to pass. Jesus said if we ask anything in his name, hallelujah, it will be done. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I thank and praise God. All of it was absolutely delicious, praise God. Good food to eat, praise God. Good meat, praise God. And I heard you say in Mark 16, chapter 17 and 18, I believe, these signs shall follow them that believe. But you've got to, you like you said, expect, praise God. When you pray the prayer of faith, hallelujah, glory be to God. You just stand, you expect, have confidence that God heard you and that the things that you pray shall come to pass. And since I've been studying, and I'm not going to stay on too long, since I've been studying, we've been studying our Bible study in the book of Daniel, I'm reminded how Daniel, praise God, when God showed him something, praise God, he began to purpose in his heart that he going to seek God about this. He needed some answers. And you know when God sent a messenger from heaven, praise God, said, go ahead and take him that answer, praise God. But that messenger had to fight against the prince of Persia 21 days. And the messenger said, Daniel, God heard you when you purposed in your heart to pray about this thing. He heard you, praise God. So we've got to have confidence as children of God, praise God. You done spoke the word. It was good. Ain't no sense in trying to rehatch it, but I appreciate every morsel that you've given, and I just pray that people, especially those who trust God, we've got to, hallelujah, know who we are, but you've got to believe that God is going to do just what he says, and his word is not going to change. So we may as well get on board and line up with what, and I'm going to get off the phone because I'm probably talking too much, praise God, but I appreciate this. This is one example, and I'm going to get off the line. Praise God, hallelujah. I thank and praise God. I remember somebody told me that she said, well, I saw you was going to die. You got to get your house in order. I was out of town. And the long story short, when I got back and I heard my message and heard that, I called her up. I said, well, what did you do about what you saw in your dream? If you saw it in your dream, praise God, what did you do about it? She said, well, no, she didn't do anything. I said, well, I rebuked that in the name of Jesus because that come against what the word of God said. Jesus said, I came that you might have life. He came so I can live life to the full. So you telling me I'm going to die, it's against God's word. You can't accept everything you hear. Glory to God. I agree with you, Mother Alexander, Sister Alexander. I appreciate you. I'm going to stand on his promises, praise God, because his promises will not change. I don't care who it comes through. I don't care who he or she is that tell you. If it's not in accordance with God's word, you do not have to agree with it. Praise God. I appreciate that word. God bless you and have a wonderful night. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord, Sister Mother Ed and Sounder. I enjoy the word because I always say that when you always say, know who you are in Christ. And as you were speaking on the word on tonight, I began to write down a couple little things and I began to write about what you said, make up your mind. That, because that is one of the main things. You got to have your mind made up. Because if you don't got your mind made up, you're gonna be talking to and fro. You're gonna be going this way and you're gonna be going that way. So you need to have a made up mind, and that's the main thing. You got to get your mind made up to be able to know who you are in Christ. Because if you don't, something gonna take you this way and something gonna take you that way. So you need to stay on the narrow way. You got to stay on the right road to Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. So I was listening at that, and I thank God for everything that you said, and I was getting to write down where you were saying you got to be rooted. You must stay rooted in the Word. We must stay in the Word because the Word of God is the only thing. And I'm gonna have to say on me, the things that since I've been on the prayer lines and I have grown, I know I have grown some. I have grown some, and I just thank God for each and every one that's on this prayer line that have been praying and have been talking to me, and I get in the Word and I read the Word, and I know it's the Word that's helping me to continue to read the Word and understand what the Word of God is saying. So, and as I begin to read this Word and I begin to listen to you, and you say you got to live it, and when you live, you say live what come out your mouth. And a lot of times we talk things, but we ain't living that. So we got to live what we say. We can't be talking this stuff and not live it. We got to let our light shine before men that they can see the glory of God in us. So I just thank God. I just thank God for the Word. It was so rich and it was so good to me. And I praise God for you, Mother Edison.
Praise the Lord. No one else, praise God, for any remarks. It has been so powerful. I mean, you all, even with your remarks and tying in what the woman of God, what is so rich, my spirit, man, is just like that baby with Elizabeth and Mary when they met up. It's like leaping. My spirit is just leaping. It's just so powerful. And I thank God that our ears are open, our hearts are open, our spirits are open, and what God blessed and even brought back. Glory to God, that's an encouragement and just tie in so much what God has said tonight. So we all pray that we hold on to that, marinate on it, let it grow in us and cause us to expand even our faith in the kingdom of God even the more, even when we share and get so much glory to God from when God speaks to our hearts. If there's not anyone else, we...
Amen, 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 Mother. Minister BJ.
Okay.
Praise
yes.
the Lord. I do want to say that I thank the Lord for you, Mother Alexander, Mother Roulette, and all your prayers. This Evangelist Cheryl, I was in the process of doing something, and I thank God Brother Black had called me to remind me to come on. So I thank God because my daughter had just dropped me off. We went out to the store, and I thank God because she's not staying here now, but she comes by to check on me and Deborah. And I just praise the Lord because as I came back and he called me, I was like, I got to get back to him, but I was just cooked. But then I just went on and called him, so I thank God for me being obedient to do that. But what I wanted to say is I praise God for the word that she brought forth, and I thought about the part when she said when other women are going forward, you know, it's not about the big I's and the big U's. You know, Jesus Christ is the most important person, and then all of us are somebody. I love the way how you all come together in love and in unity and always in the anointing and so encouraging to me all these many months. And also I wanted to say, I heard something on the television this morning as I was listening to the man of God was preaching and saying that the scientist has now found out something about 38 diseases. And then he made the reference to the word of God saying that the Lord took 39 stripes minus one. And he said that was no coincidence because the scientists are saying like there's 38 main diseases and then all these other things from that, and I was like, wow, that is powerful. But when she said how we have to uphold our brother and our sister, and that is so true, and I learned that from just observing but listening a lot of time and watching people and how they live in this life. I'm trying to live all I can. Please continue to pray for me and my daughters, and I just enjoyed you tonight, Mother. I just wanted to say that. I thank God, Brother Black, remind me to come on.
Praise God. Thank God for Minister Black and the encouragement that the Lord's blessing to continue to encourage you as you've been encouraging him to come on. So bless the Lord for all those remarks and praise God. Everybody, all of us got so
Amen.
Much out of the word tonight. My brother, you have anything else to say before we pray?
Yeah. God bless everybody. I'm so glad that I did call. When I called, it was like I forgot what time it was, and it says, you have eight, your show was beginning in 18 minutes. Please call again. I said, okay. And so I just thank God. And what I heard, one thing I do remember is she said, believe and believe by faith and pray. And she said, no matter what, the mud, the rain, the storms, whatever may come your way, you stand on the word and see it come to pass. And we must do all of that, pray, believe by faith, and stand in the word. And I hear the word, the Lord saying, hasten, call me to remembrance of my word. And see, won't I hasten to perform it? And I just thank God for that word. Yes, it was rich. It was better than Nestle Quick chocolate milk. It was rich. And I thank you for that word. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. That is a blessing. Bless me so that each an individual had something rich. So we heard the whole word, and it's good and working in us. But specifics that God blessed for to just stick to our ribs. Out of the word, it's a blessing. Mother, praise God, before we go on to pray, I just want to have you to have any remarks from even what God has blessed tonight. We thank God we're not exalting the flesh of the person, but the God in her and the time she spent before the Lord to deliver, because that just don't come off the top of somebody's head. That's some time with the Lord for to be able to get the revelation and some word under that powerful anointing to have an effect on the lives of his people, not an infection, but effect. So praise the Lord. Mother, Evangelist,
I just thank God for his word. Thank God for his word. Thank God for the word, because the word is what keeps us. And I thank God for the word so richly. I thank God for it. I thank God for the prayer line and each and every one of us. I just give God thanks and praise. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, we give God glory. I just want to just give us, let's give a moment of just worship. God, I bless you and honor you, and thank you for this word tonight. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for this prayer line. Thank you for your people. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord God, that we can come in your presence, and in your presence is fullness of joy. We just want to worship you and give you glory for all that you've done and doing. Still doing in the promises of the Lord, and enrich and maketh no sorrow. So, God, we bless you tonight in the name of Jesus. And even in advance for the prayers that's going forth that we still believe in you for, and the ones that have came to pass, and the ones, glory to God, that we're going to pray even tonight and as the days and months and years unfold. God, we standing on your word. We have none other to look to but you and our confidence in you. God, as we continue to bless as our faith is increased, and as we walk in the joy and the peace of the Lord, as we cast these cares back to you, we just bless you again for your servant in the name of Jesus. Keep her covered under the blood, and those that, glory to God, that are out war, doing warfare and all speaking and preaching and teaching your word, keep us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. If there is any prayer request for tonight, we're going to take a couple of, yes?
My daughter's on the phone. She wants to tell her testimony.
Well, praise the Lord, my dear Teresa. Come on in. Praise God.
Okay, here she is.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, my dear.
How are you doing?
I just wanted to thank you all for your prayers, and I wanted to let you let everybody know that on last week, as it was doing, they was talking to me about different things that was going on with me and said that everything was going beautifully. And he was just nonchalant about it, and he said, oh, we refer you to be on the kidney transplant list. And I said, well, I would have to wait. And he said, no, everything's going good. I don't see any reason why you should wait. And I guess he didn't know how big of a deal it was for me, but I was so excited about it, and I must thank the Lord for it. And I told my family, and they were excited, and my husband was crying. And I just want to thank you all for praying for me. And if you can continue to pray for me and pray, we're in the process of trying to get this house in Charlotte. And I just I see the dream of the house. I know we're going to get it because I see it, I feel it. And we went to see it on Saturday, and I walked around in it, and I can just see myself in it. And so I just want to thank you for that. And then also I had a dream about Sister Hubbard. I was in this, we was in this, like, warehouse building, and she was preaching. And then she prayed, and I went up for prayer, and she was getting ready to pray for the house that we went to see. But my mom called me, and I woke up, and I said, Mom, I said, Sister Hubbard was getting ready to pray for me. And she said, it's okay. It's all done. It's all done. So I'm just so excited. I'm happy. I feel good, and I feel normal again. And I just want to tell you all I love you all, and I thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, wow. That is so powerful. We give God glory. What an awesome God.
Glory,
yeah, went on to Allison.
Glory.
Just it's not even been that. What is it? It hasn't been a month yet. Has it been a month? Or is
it
a little over a month?
It's probably been.
Oh my God! And already on the list and before even what they told you. But look how God's moving, and we don't know what miraculous thing He's going to do even more so. And saw your house in the dream and went and walked in it. Now God, you're awesome. And a dream also about me. I'm like, okay. More about the things that Pastor Bird has said. I know others have been praying too, that she told me about. The prayer line has been a blessing, but I hadn't been back out and active in ministry as all the things I was doing before, that this is not all of it, even though God is blessing on the prayer line, but God is going to place me back out and so forth because all that's in the inside of me. But you just having a dream, God's showing you twofold in the dream, two things concerning your house and the other things concerning confirming some things in ministry. What an awesome God we serve. I tell you, wonderful and miraculously just you on the list. And in the midst of that, if he's moving that fast, who knows? He can change things in your body or he can turn back around and place that new one in you. Whatever it is, it's always been the prayer. God's going to bless you and continue to move in your life because he got great plans for you. So we thank God for you and thank God for you coming on. Thank God for your mother and the prayers and all the prayer warriors, like you said, for praying. We bless God for you. I'm celebrating Jesus with you. That's awesome. That is awesome. Anyone else have anything to say? Praise God before she before we pray. Praise the Lord.
I thank and praise God for this wonderful day that he gave us. And all of we had a women's program today at our church, and that went beautiful. We had a women's meeting this evening at 5, and I thank and praise God for the teaching there. I mean, and this study on tonight, everything has been marvelous in my eyes, and I just thank and praise God, hallelujah. I thank and praise God for those who lifted up, you know, requests for prayer. And I was thinking about Teresa when we were praying for a young lady this evening at the women's meeting, because she has lupus also and going through other some medical challenges. And I just believing that God is going to rescue those that have different medical issues and that they're going to get good reports. I'm just believing and standing on, as Sister Alexander says, his promises, because his promises are sure. Praise God. They don't change. Hallelujah. And I just appreciate God. So we're continuing to stand. And I'm just realizing I'm still learning, and I'm thanking and praising God, hallelujah, for the messages that he gives us, more so, you know, for ourselves and then for to encourage others with the messages. So I just praise and bless the Lord. And I had a elderly lady today ask for prayer because she's just been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And I just thank and praise God. I believe by faith, hallelujah, that she will keep her memory. She'll know who people are, praise God. And God is able to sustain her until he gets ready to bring her home. So I just ask God to just continue to remember. Her name is Sister Dottie Barrick, and her husband he came up to me at the end of the service and said, Sister Willie, I need your number because I need prayer. I was had pneumonia for, looked like that thing lingered for a couple of months, and I didn't have your number. And I'm saying, Brother Bart, God loves you, and he hears your prayers also, praise God. And he will answer your prayer. You're here today, praise God, because he took care of you. So if you don't get a hold of me, but I did give him his number, but lift up Brother Bill Bark and Sister Dottie Bark, praise God, and Renata. Renata is the young lady who has lupus and some other medical situations going on. So I just thank you, praise God. We've prayed the prayer of faith, and we're believing that God is going to rescue the people who have these different medical issues and just bring about a great and mighty change in their life for good. And I also request that we begin to pray, praise God, to bind up these oppositions from the answers getting to God's people in Jesus' name. Thank you so much. We love you all. I appreciate Minister BJ, everybody on the prayer line. I really appreciate those comments that was given. Was awesome, praise God. Good report, Sister Cheryl. I really enjoyed that. Thank you
Thank
so
you,
much. God bless each one of you. Thank you, ma'am.
Powerful. We're going to pray for them as well. But Father, I do thank you already. We're in agreement for Sister Teresa's home. God, we thank you that you blessed her to be able to see the vision about the house and walk in it. And we thanking you with her prayer and her faith, as well as her mother and all, that we are in agreement, God, that favor is there, that everything will be in place and everything, glory to God, will go well with the house. No extra additives of things going on that they have to do, repairs or whatever. School location, everything, glory to God. All that she needs, even for health and all that, being surrounded, and even for her husband, even for his job, we thank him for that. But God, we are praying, as I'm continuously praying for a long time, that he will believe, and even those hours are going to be suitable for the time, so that all the family can be together. We don't have to have such a long distance being away. But I thank you in advance. Thank you for the joy in her, the encouragement, even the prayer of the prophecy that you've been saying. When she does come to that home, that there's going to be a transformation and such a move of God and such a powerful relationship she's going to have with God, as I was telling her mom before it's time for her to depart. God, we have seen the manifestation. So I thank you for how you bring your word to pass. And I just pray you continue to encourage her that she hold fast to faith and could fight in the good fight of faith even when she get back in her own home again. In the name of Jesus, that season and that time, as you said, it was for a season and then you had a reason and you manifest that all. So, God, we're praying for her strength, her continued encouragement, her determination, glory to God, to stand on God's word, to not to waver and not to be moved by what she sees, but hold on like the woman of God was saying tonight about know who you are and on the promises of God, speaking what God's word says, not walking by sight, but walking by faith in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you for what I've seen, glory to God, and manifesting what I'm hearing in this woman of God for what you said in the name of Jesus. And, God, we bless you tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for Sister Brother Barkey, as you said, I think I got that right, and Dottie and the other sister or however, we are praying, God, that you are blessed. Bring deliverance, bring healing. God, we thank you for what the word has already spoken and said. We just in agreement with it. And also the prayer that she is saying, binding up the hand of the enemy that's holding up the answers to many things, glory to God, not only just for the healing and deliverance, but even the people that are waiting to hear about the financial status of things, glory to God, in their home, their marriages, glory to God, relationships, ministries, glory, all kinds of things the adversary hand has been holding up and things that we've been believing, God, for even more increasing in the God than what you want us to do on the prayer line, what you want us to do when we minister, when we go out and witness, and even for the changes, glory to God, for those that are going through in their homes or those that are going through with their children, those that are having problems from these storms and various things, trying to get the monies and trying to get finances, God, for to be able to get their homes established back again. And for those, glory to God, the loss of jobs and so forth, God, these answers, especially for the believers and even others that we're praying for, but especially in the household of faith, God, we believe in those strongholds coming down. You are who you say you are. Help us to hold on to faith and dig our heels even deeper, rooted and grounded more in your word, like that tree planted by the rivers of water, that we shall not be moved. Among ourselves, as we standing to build ministries, to do your will, to build our homes, build glory to God, what you were saying us to do. Help us, God, to live and not die and declare the works of the Lord by binding the hand of the enemy for every hindrance and everything he tried to hold us back or hold us up. And even those things that are mountains and hurdles in front of us. God, help us to see past that and see in faith without doubting what you're saying, so we can tear down them strongholds, displace that mountain, and move forward into that that you see. But help us keep our eyes looking up to the hills, not looking around, walking by sight, but walking by the faith. And God, coming against the fear, fretful, agitation, irritation, manipulating spirits that come, glory to God, to try to take us off track. Help us to hold on to your promise and for the word in Jesus' name. I pray, glory to God, tonight for y'all to pray for Minister Thompson. We pray for him. That's the one that's been a talent, a chat with that cancer, and he's been standing so strong, but now he's getting weaker and weaker with his body going through. But in the meantime, his appetite is holding him up right now because of what is going on the inside. In the meantime, even though, glory to God, he can't take any more chemo, when I talked to her today, she's so blessed by prayers, and that just called her just in time, she said, for that encouragement. And not only do the, like Mother Willett say so many times, the caretakers need that encouragement too, but we are praying for him that the Lord bless him, regardless of what somebody else done went through. Some have gone on, some still here. Seeing that one go through don't mean the other one has to go through. So we still speaking life to him, and God will restore. If he can take some that already got a tag on their toe and pull them out of the morgue and raise them up, or either some preachers and walking around right now teaching and preaching that have gone, and God bless them, and other people that we done met, and some people that dried up with cancer, and God raised them up. Nothing's too hard for God. So just even though one thing go on with one person don't mean it's with the next. But sometimes that thing will try to come up against our spirits too. And sometimes we hear about brothers and sisters and other ones going on around us. If we don't be careful, that stuff can attach to our spirit, and we'll get kind of weighted down. But God, we are praying that we cast all these, the grief and the heaviness and all of that, that even grip the hearts of those that are fighting, and then they're hearing about people that they love are going on around them. So we're praying against that spirit, and even with ourselves and others, God, you bless and you help and you deliver and you strengthen. And God, let this be a report that you get glory and you get honor. We bind up every satanic and demonic force that come against, glory to God, those bodies that need to be delivered out of the hand of, and everything got to bow at the name of Jesus. So God, we believe in you. Cancer got to die, lupus, heart trouble, whether it's strokes or whether it's aneurysms, whether it's something to do with the kidneys or lupus or arthritis or whatever it may be, the unnamed ones, all his allergies. And God, just because we are believers, glory to God, and in the world and not of the world, we don't have to go through everything the world going. But we believe you that you can deliver out of the hand of the enemy, out of the attacks. In Jesus' name we pray. And you loose your hold and go back to the dry place in which you came. We loose healing, deliverance, encouragement, strength, salvation, peace, and joy in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Any more requests or either praise reports? It's got
DJ.
Yes.
I wanted to give you a praise report. I checked my mail yesterday, and I had got the letter from the insurance company. Told me that they were sent the check out. So I'm thanking the Lord for that. It was over $2,000 with the little the oven range that caught fire. So I'm praising God for that. Also, when I got Deborah on Friday, now this is what she told me. I don't know yet because the social worker just dropped her to the station. I had to go pick her up in Boston. But she told me, remember I told you all, she said 2 weeks. Now they said to her, she said, that she'll be home in 2 weeks providing. She'd do everything she got to do over there. She did try to run away from there one time, so I wanted to tell you all. So just keep her in prayer. But she had an excellent report, God, so I bought her some new sneakers. My daughter, Janine, brought me back today, said she needs you all to pray because she has some bills to pay. And I'm just asking you to continue to pray for me because something happened here at my house, and I got righteous indignation, and I spoke to it. But maybe I needed to do that. But I'm not just trying to run around here and you know, get into drama, but I had to rebuke the devil for keep coming to my door and bringing that divine and table, and so I didn't see them, they ran, but God just had my spirit to stand up and rebuke the devil. So you all keep me in prayer, no retaliation and all that. This is my home, and I'm tired of moving from pillar to post. Until God give me something better, I thank him for what he gave me.
Praise God. Amen. We bless the Lord. Any more prayer requests, and then we're going to pray for yours too as well, but I don't want to mess around and let too much time get by and not get any more in because I'm going to pray for each one. But bless the Lord. Any more prayer requests?
Well, this is Brother Black. I just thank God today. And I just thank God that God has given me a new family, the body of Christ. And he's showing me more and more people, and I'm honored and I'm humbled, and I just thank God for that. Amen.
Okay, we praise God for the extension of our family as well in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then, praise the Lord. Mother Alexander, if you, I'm trying to think. Is that all the prayer requests that we have right now? Nothing else. Because when we get ready to pray these prayer requests, we're going to close the line and we're going to look for you all as the Lord bless, and if you're available to join with us on prayer on Monday night, we'll be praying. Praise. That's the last of the prayer requests and the praise reports. Bless the Lord. I'll go ahead and
Pastor, I want y'all to pray for me. I am asking God to lead me to a church that He Himself has for me. God gave me a powerful dream last night, and I won't share that right now, but I am looking for a home church. I'm looking for a place to worship, and I just want you to pray for me that I won't be separated from my body much longer, because I've been going to different churches and just none of them feel right to me right now. So I do need to be, I need a home church. And I just need y'all to pray for me that God would show me where He want me to be and place me and establish me in that place that He has for me.
Okay. All right, Mother, Mother Alexander, would you take that prayer, and I'll just go ahead and have my sister to pray for Sister Cheryl, for her daughter, and Mother Willette pray for her daughter Cheryl. Cheryl, pray for Sister Cheryl's daughter for whatever it is she said with her bill she's been challenged with, and also the situation with whatever that little harassment was. She said she didn't handle it, but also to pray for her continued to her standing. But Mother Alexander, would you go ahead and pray for Pastor Bird request she just made? For home church. God would have her to be. Are you still there, Mother Alexander, or you left? No, she already left also. Mother Willette, you go ahead and pray for Cheryl, and I'll go ahead and do that with Pastor Bird.
Okay, Minister BJ, you said Sister Cheryl's daughter. What was the situation with her? Her daughter?
She had some with her bills. She wanted prayer for that. And Cheryl was saying whatever this look the situation with something that I don't know what kind of harassment it was, but anyway, just pray for her covering and the Lord to bless where she is now, and just continue to pray for things to work out for Deborah coming home.
Okay. Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, we appreciate you, Lord. We love you, and we thank you so much that you love us. We pray the prayer of faith in the name of Jesus with expectation, where Jesus said, if we ask anything in your name, you'll do it. Thank you so much for what our ears have heard already on the line, the good word, Lord God, the encouragement, Lord God, the prayer request, and we lift up Sister Cheryl's daughter, Deborah, right now in the name of Jesus, and I believe her other daughter, Lord God, who having some trouble with her bills. We pray, God, that you open up the windows of heaven and meet her needs financially in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're God that's able to cancel debt. So you said in your word in Mark 9:23, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. And we heard on tonight, hallelujah, that your promises are immovable. In other words, they don't change. Hallelujah, glory be to God. So if thou canst believe, all things are possible. Hallelujah. You said to have faith in God. If we have faith in God, we can speak to the mountain, the situation, and not doubt in our heart, but believe what we say shall come. come to pass, it shall come to pass. So, God, we intercede on behalf of Sister Cheryl's daughter, hallelujah, and we're praying that the situation with her bills, Lord God, if she needs, Lord God, maybe some guidance on how, hallelujah, Lord God, to budget a little bit better in the name of Jesus. God, let it be. It's really easy to get information on that, but we pray that if she needs an increase in her job, hallelujah, on her pay, God, you do it in the name of Jesus, cause so that she won't be struggling, Lord God, trying to make ends meet because she's a child of God, hallelujah. And God, we thank you that Sister Cheryl is beginning to walk in the authority of the believer. For you said in Luke 10 and 19 that you have given us authority. You've given us power over all the power of the devil. So we should not have to put up with harassment. We know the devil came to Jesus when he was led into the wilderness to fast and pray, praise God, for 40 days. And he came a number of times to the Lord Jesus. But Jesus stood on the word. And he is the word, hallelujah. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed from the mouth of God. So we pray, hallelujah, Luke 10 and 9, hallelujah, that says you've given us that authority, that she continues to walk in authority, take authority because God has placed her the head of that house, praise God. If her husband is not there, he's placed her in that position. Let her anoint her house and say, devil, you're not authorized on this property. In the name of Jesus, by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we bind up everything that's not like you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. You've not given us a spirit of fear, but the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. So we thank you for her beginning to stand and, hallelujah, not be afraid, but stand on God's word, hallelujah, and walk in authority. All the enemy wants to do is to just go ahead and snort. He is like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, hallelujah. But he cannot do any more than what God allows, hallelujah. And a lot of times we give place to him just like Adam did when he decided to be disobedient in the garden. And we pray for Deborah that she will have a mind to want to be obedient to you, Heavenly Father, and to show kindness to those, hallelujah, that are helping her in the name of Jesus. We pray that you cover her with the blood of Jesus and bind up any attachments to anything that's wicked in Christ Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We cover her with the blood of Jesus. But thank you for Mother beginning to take the authority and walk in the authority that you have given her as a child of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we thank you, Lord God. We bless her home, her household in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for meeting the needs of your people. Hallelujah. You said, hallelujah, you've given us everything, all things that pertain to life and godliness. So bless your people on tonight. Bless these, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hello?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Touch and agree. Touch and agree.
Hello?
Oh, Sister Alexander here.
I'm trying to call, trying to speak, but I don't hear nobody on there.
Can you hear me?
There's a lot of noise on the phone. I hear you, Willette.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you good.
A lot of noise on my... I'm hearing my phone.
I'm sorry. Well, I can hear you real good. I think Minister
Beecher
wanted you to
pray for... I don't think heard me because I was praying while she was talking, so I don't think she would hear.
Okay. Well, I'll get off the line.
You.
Can you hear, Bert?
I didn't hear you either. I didn't hear you.
You see, that's what I'm saying. Okay, let me start again. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord God. Lord, you are the Elon, you are the deliverer, and you know all things, Heavenly Father. You see the heart of my sister, Lord. She asks him to be that you lead her in a place that you know is what is best for her, Lord God. And Lord, we ask you right now, Father God, to let your will be done in whatever open doors that you open for her, Lord. Let it be your will, Lord God. And Lord, we ask you, Heavenly Father, because we know that when you open a door, Lord God, it is for our good and it's joy and peace. So, Father God, I ask you, Lord, lead her to where you want to go to worship you, Lord God. Because, Father, it's only you know what you want her to do, Lord God. Where you want her to be at and what you want to use her to do. So, Lord, let your will be done right now in this situation with my sister. In Jesus' name I ask this, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. BJ gone on? Because I can't hear. Yeah, I can't hear BJ, I'm telling you.
I hear a lot
of noise on it.
No, me either.
Did you hear BJ?
I can't hear her.
I hear you.
You hear our Willette?
I hear everybody now.
I don't hear her now.
I don't hear her either. I hear you when you were praying, but I couldn't. She didn't hear me. I was praying, but what I was hearing, so much cracking up on the phone.
Oh, boy.
Well, okay, I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, she's there now. Go ahead.
I hear her now.
Where you came back on now?
I've been on all the time. It's just I don't know why y'all couldn't hear me, but I've been here because I was trying to talk to you, but you couldn't hear me, and y'all couldn't hear me. But we nevertheless, the devil is a liar, and the prayer went forth, and
he is,
and we're going to give God glory, praise, and honor. Thank God he didn't allow him to come up, interfere with none of the word or none of the prayers. So we are victorious and more than a conqueror. So I'm ecstatic about what has gone on, and he's not going to steal any of that joy and peace from it. So I celebrate Jesus for all he's done and doing, and we thank God for that, even that remark from Brother Black that has connected to another part of his spiritual family. So we praise God for all that God has done tonight and all those prayers and that word in such a powerful way. So in the meantime, we pray that you continue to pray one for another, pray each other joy in the Lord, strength and healing and wholeness and peace. And, we're still hearing different reports about different things with different people, but help us to still just keep the faith. Nevertheless, no matter what's going on, God, we're going to keep our eyes fixed on you, and you knew all things before they took place. So help us to continue to keep on pressing on in the name of Jesus and walk in the love and forgiveness of God's word. And I have enjoyed you all thoroughly. Look forward to God's prayer for us coming together and praying on Monday night, and thanking God again, and pray that you continue to pray for Pastor Dorsey to strengthen and bless her body and her endeavors as well. In the meantime, we love you. God bless. Pray for Carmelita. They was in a conference down in Columbia in Myrtle Beach, and husband met her. Today is her birthday, so pray that they get back here safely with no problems on Tuesday as well. And just bless God for all that he's done and doing as we pray for our families and loved ones, and we're going to keep on, glory to God, lifting up the name of Jesus. So y'all have a wonderful night, wonderful week. Looking forward to, glory to God, talking with you and praying on tomorrow night at the Lord. Say the same.
Amen.
All
praise
right. So long. So long.
So long.
So long.
So long. So long.
Bless everybody and shalom.
Good night. God bless.
Good night.